Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg have gone mainstream. That's to say that the edgy actor and edgy comedian have sort of moved out of the edges and into the middle of the page over the last 5 years. And here they play it very safe with a comedy about stepfathers. It doesn't have the humor of the Adam McKay-directed and now nominated for an Oscar stepbrothers film, but it's the same type of movie in that it plays very much on the tensions in families. Now, whether you can believe that Ferrell and Wahlberg aren't as close as they seem in The Other Guys, that the sort of genre spoof about buddy films that they created back in 2010. They join up again here, and they play this time buddies in the same family unit, and their unification is on parenting, and I guess they align not against the female, not against the wife, Will Ferrell's wife and Mark Wahlberg's ex-wife, but really, I guess, separately. So really, it's a love story. It's a male love story of the genre that has been known as bromance. And unfortunately, it's not that funny, which is too bad. The jokes are good, and the setup is good. What I guess the problem here is that this is a movie that would be very funny were the jokes allowed to enter more into the adult realm, and they weren't trying to also simultaneously be a kids movie. Ice Cube sort of perfected the type of kids movie comedy that Ferrell and Wahlberg are going for here. It's much more effective in The Other Guys, of course, that was directed by Adam McKay also, who directed Big Short. So moving away from their sort of more familiar direction and working with director John Morris in this one, who really just used is a voice actor, and this is one of his first sort of major films. So what we have is a fairly safe comedy that plays the tension that men have in awkward situations where they're supposed to be acting as parents. It also plays to the societal tension as women have entered the workplace. The male psyche has had to come to terms with a new identity. That new identity has been played out in different arenas. Politically, you see the anger and backlash of the Republican Party. You have, since the 80s, sort of seen a tension of a trying to reclaim the office space unsessfully, having had to bow to women, and particularly minorities. The white Caucasian male has returned to the domestic arena, and so you're seeing here sort of a battle movie about parenting among alpha males as they sort of try to fight for their newfound sort of corner of domesticity. What's interesting, probably the most interesting part of the movie, is the racial tension between comedic actor Hannibal Buress, who is there really just to provide jokes about perceptions of race and racism. And the jokes basically center around the idea that Will Ferrell's character might be racist because he's trying so hard not to be racist. So those are effective and interesting in at a time in which people are very sensitive to perceptions of criticisms of ideas that not so much the underlying beliefs, which have become clearly proven to be wrong in every way, but now the dialogue is about whether perception is as important as belief.